الأفضل الوقت for the help of our علماء and everyone present here.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
محمد. الأفضل الصلوات for the help of إمام الحجة سلام الله عليه.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الغوي الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
As was mentioned earlier, one of the furu' al-deen is as-salah by our dear Sheikh Sa'id. And the levels of establishing the salah were outlined. First, there is the individual acceptance and practicing of the salah. Then, there is the jama'at prayer, the group prayer. But the topic I want to address today, inshallah, is establishing Jum'ah, establishing the Friday prayer, and the importance of establishing Friday prayer. There is a hadith by Prophet Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
He says, "Inna Allah Ta'ala farada alaykum al-Jum'ah." Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala obliged on you the Jum'ah. And whoever leaves it in my lifetime, or after me. Whether by taking it lightly or by denying it, then may Allah not keep him together. May Allah not keep that person united. And may Allah not give him blessing in whatever he pursues. And may his prayers not be accepted. May his zakah not be accepted. May his hajj not be accepted. May his psalm not be accepted. أَلَا وَلَا بِرَّ لَهْ حَتَّى يَتُوبُ. And nothing of his good deeds are accepted until he repents. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Of course, the ulama have agreed that in the time of the presence of the ma'soom, of the infallible, peace be upon them all, Salat al-Jum'ah is obligatory and is wajib on every Muslim for that matter. Yet, in the time of the disappearance or the occultation of the ma'soom, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, Salat al-Jum'ah becomes a mustahab act. Now what I'm proposing today is the following. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says that when al-wilayah was established finally and completely by the Prophet, he called that day the day of the completion of religion and the completion of the ni'mah, the blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here is my proposal to you today. The proposal is the following. We live in a post-1979 world. In the post-1979 world, we are no longer awaiting Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam to come and teach us where to go. Rather, we are establishing the faith, the prayer, the salah, the psalm, so that when Imam Mahdi comes, he can just take the banner and lead us all the way forward. Thus, when we propose the idea of establishing Salat al-Jum'ah in our lives, what we are essentially doing is we are training ourselves so when the Imam comes, he is not faced with the issue of teaching people that Salat al-Jum'ah is wajib, that he have to attend Salat al-Jum'ah. In fact, some people don't even know how to pray Salat al-Jum'ah. Rather, the Imam comes, people are present, they've been trained on accepting Salat al-Jum'ah and establishing Salat al-Jum'ah in their lives, and thus, the Imam can leave prayer, the obligatory prayer, with no problems. Thus, what I'm proposing to you is that Salat al-Jum'ah is a way of hastening the presence and the reappearance of al-Imam al-Hujjah, salamu Allahi alayhi, salawat ala Muhammad wa That is the communal imagination that Brother Mahdi Shirazi spoke about. The communal imagination is the presence of that who teaches us and establishes and reinforces the good, as Brother Uwais Khan mentioned earlier. Thus, what we are proposing today is understanding what are the components of Salat al-Jum'ah that give it this special status of preparing us for the arrival of the Imam. First of all, as we know, the normal communal prayer, Salat al-Jama'ah, the normal group prayer, it is recommended in Hadith that you come to it in ease, that you approach it in ease. Rather, when it comes to Salat al-Jum'ah, the address in the Quran is very different. It says, فَسْعَوْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. فَسْعَوْ here implies haste. Thus, this hastening towards Salat al-Jum'ah is an essential aspect of the reappearance of Al-Imam al-Hujjah. What I'm proposing to you essentially is that by drawing these lessons from Salat al-Jum'ah and by establishing them within ourselves and within our communities, we are hastening the appearance of the Imam salam Allah alayhi, or at least hastening our preparation for the arrival of the Imam. So when the Imam comes, the community has been established to a great extent. So one aspect is hastening towards Salat al-Jum'ah. So what I'm proposing to you now is hasten towards the concepts of Salat al-Jum'ah that I'm about to present to you. Salat al-Jum'ah is prayed instead of Salat al-Dhuhr on Fridays. And one of the requirements is, of course, a just imam. Thus, the idea of leadership reinforced by faith and knowledge of the religion. Number one. Number two, two khutbas and two rak'ahs. The two khutbas are essential aspects of Salat al-Jum'ah. One of them addresses education of the values and concepts and ideologies of ad-deen, the religion. And the other is a translation of these values and ideas into people's affairs and what's going on in today's life, in the political and social realm. Now, number one. The imam that presents the khutbah has to be, so this is the duties of the imam. The imam has to be in contact and in connection with, or be the pulse of society. When the imam is the pulse of society, like when you go to a doctor, you take a blood test, or they check your pulse, that is a reflection of your health. When the imam becomes that, then we are one step closer to establishing Salat al-Jum'ah in preparation for al-Dhuhr, or the reappearance. Number one. Number two, the minimum requirement for Salat al-Jum'ah is five people. The normal Jama'ah is two. Salat al-Jum'ah is five. Thus, clearly, this, and in addition to the rule that Salat al-Jum'ah can be practiced or can be established only one Salat al-Jum'ah in a certain area, is one that invites the whole community to come together. It's not one where me and my family are praying in a house or where the local masjid is praying. Rather, it's Salat al-Jum'ah is the establishment of a community. Salat al-Jum'ah, the practice of Salat al-Jum'ah is the establishment of a community. One point that Sheikh Makarim Shirazi mentions in his Tafsir al-Amthal, or Tafsir al-Namuna, as some may know it, he says that one other aspect of Salat al-Jum'ah, which is very important and he emphasizes on this, is the ability for Salat al-Jum'ah to create and to depress social movements. How does he say that? So, I want to thank our brother Ibrahim Shaheed for bringing up the message and the revolution of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Rasal Allah salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Some Shia gathered in the house of Sulaiman al-Khuza'i before sending a letter to Imam Hussein alayhi salam to invite him to al-Kufa. In that letter, they wrote something that is so crucial, and I hope everyone to pay attention to this, to these words, or to these, to this phrasing. They told Imam Hussein that we have ceased attending the Jumu'ah in Kufa. Thus, not attending the Jumu'ah was a step towards destructing the Umayyad communal power, domination, and institution. It was the first step that the people took to rise against the system. It was the first step that people took to establish the arrival of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So here now I ask you again, let's go back to what we mentioned about hastening the appearance of Imam al-Hujjah alayhi salam. What we need to do is establish the Jum'ah. One, La ilaha, you break all the idols, illallah. Establish it with the just Imam. Unfortunately, sometimes we are faced with this issue that when we talk about bad leadership, we say, oh, you know, we become almost like, you know, what are they called? People who don't believe in any sort of governance or anything.
Anarchists,
thank you. We become anarchists. I'm like, yeah, you know, leadership, bad leadership, that's it. No, no, no. The idea is the solution to bad leadership is good leadership. And partly, it is our responsibility to bring that leadership into place. And so if you feel that, yeah, bad leadership, I'm sure there's quite a few jum'ahs around the planet, so don't feel too sad about that. Having said that, I want to end with this plea to everyone. Of course, I just highlighted some aspects of Salat al-Jum'ah to get your mind engaged in this conversation of how can I work towards hastening the arrival of the Imam beyond establishing the faith in my heart. It's moving towards practice. Or what in the post-Renaissance world is called praxis. That praxis, that practice will enliven within you and open your eyes and lift the veils that Salat al-Jum'ah has to offer in terms of your development, your community development, and establishing that imagination and making it a reality. Having said that, I ask Allah to forgive me for any shortcomings or anything that I have misspoken. And please recite Al Salawat for your health and the health of our ulama.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.